the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I'm Gina Murphy Darling, and as always, I thank you for listening, and I thank you for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. So at this point in our show, I typically thank the sponsor, and I would like to do just that. Because of our commitment to a sustainable and socially just planet, the Mrs. Green's World team decided to sponsor this show because of our belief in the important work of the organization we are about to share with you. Angel Charity for Children is a Tucson-based nonprofit organization that has been working miracles for at-risk children and families in our community for over 35 years. And because of our belief that social justice is one of the key areas that needs to be addressed in every conversation about global warming, we decided to sponsor this show because we know that marginalized communities and populations are always the first and hardest hit when it comes to the realities of climate change. Angel Charity has consistently and passionately addressed the needs of our at-risk populations, and our community is stronger because of them. So without further ado, and so I can wrap all this up into a neat little package and weave it into the conversation for this fun and informative show, let's get to it. I'd like to welcome two people that I know personally, and I'm excited to have them in studio, from Angel Charity for Children, Carla Keegan, who is the general chairman for Angel this year, and Jennifer Coyle, event chair for Bags, Baubles, and Ball Gowns, which is what we're going to be sharing about. It's great to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
How fun, right? This is like one of my favorite events. And Carla, I think full disclosure is in order because about 9 years ago, I sat not in that chair, but I was walking in your shoes as chairman of Angel Charity. You run a company. It's a really big job to be chair of Angel Charity. It is really a full-time job, let's be honest. You are managing lots of things, keeping lots of plates in the air, raising a lot of money. So I think to lay the groundwork, tell us about Angel Charity, how it started, the important work it's done, why it's so important.
Well, you know, busy people make time for things that are important for
Thank
them.
Thank goodness.
And if you give a busy person a job, they're going to get it done faster than a not busy one sometimes.
So
I think
true.
That's the way it goes. But if you believe in something passionately, you want to make the world a better place. And I believe children don't ask to be born, but we have a responsibility to them until they're 18, at which point in time they should move out of their parents' house. So, but up until then, what I love about Angel Charity is since 1983, we have changed the lives of over 1 million children. We've raised over $26 million. We've given money to 87 different agencies and in Tucson community. And what we've done is we've built buildings. We've helped programs. We've saved children's lives. We have, by some of the research that we funded, and we have made Tucson a better place for children to live via the food bank, via the diaper bank. We have just done so many amazing things. In fact, your year, I remember, we did the dental center.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And those kids needed those dentist services. But this year, in our 36th year, we've actually done something different than we've ever done before. And I know it makes me even crazier. For the first time ever, we've chosen 8 agencies to fund. And usually we do 2, 1, 2, 3. But we did 8 because the need in our community is so great that we decided, what the heck, got to do something different. It's only sleep that I'm not getting
it's
right
only
now.
Sleep that you gave up for the year before this and this year.
No, but it's so important. And of our 8 agencies, the biggest one this year is Tucson Village Farm. And we in Angel funded them their seed money, so to speak, to get this thing started. They had a little group going, but it grew exponentially. The $70,000 we gave them several years ago, they were able to get this up and running and now have 13,000 children a year going to the farm and learning about vegetables. Kids that have never seen a real live vegetable before. In fact, we're lucky if they see them out of cans and frozen. And that's another topic on why they aren't getting proper nutrition. But it is so important for these kids not only to see them, but now we can build them a commercial kitchen. We can educate them. We can help them turn an eggplant that's raw into something that actually tastes good. And we can, in the summer, have another 3,000-4,000 children in the summer being educated and learning more about proper nutrition. So what I love about our big one this year, Tucson Village Farm, is they did their homework. They actually did some of the things, you know, through the charity selection process that we mentioned they should do. And they were so organized and they did everything we need to do. And all we're doing is finishing up the project for them, building this building. And by next January, they're going to be able to serve 17,000 to 18,000 children a year.
And I have to say, you know, all we're going to do, well, that's the thing that Angel Charity makes happen. There's these great ideas, there are these great programs, and there's nowhere to house them. So the all we're going to do is the deliverable. It's because you're going to do it. And I have to share a quick funny story. So I work with the University of Arizona Institute of the Environment, the Howery program, and my friend Nancy Peterson calls me, and they want to do a podcast about this wonderful program with Do I know about the Tucson Village Farm. This is like 2 weeks after Angel picked Village Farm. I said, yes, Nance, I'm in Angel Charity. She like hit the roof and she told me about this amazing program with that was funded by Howery with El Rio Community Health Center, kids that have juvenile diabetes, obesity problems, all kids. And that this pilot program that's involving a nutritionist at El Rio, a pediatrician, medical students from the U of A, and Tucson Village Farm. So there you go. It's like full circle in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And I was so proud to be a part of Angel, which I didn't say. I mean, I've been in it for a long time, but that's such systemic change for me. You're not going to give them a fish. You're going to teach them how to fish. Mm-hmm. Here's how to cook healthy food.
And they call it the FARM, F-A-R-M-A-C program.
Yes, FARM-A-C.
Which I love.
I love that. Every angel in that room went, oh, yes.
But you know, it. Every year Angel starts the year out.
With zero.
Right. We do a halo for hire. We are angels. We are halos for hire. That is what we are. And we go out and 95 people came to our halo for hire meeting where we talk about our grant process and how to apply and what qualifies for big, what qualifies for small. And we answer their questions and we educate them. And then from that, we ended up going through a 2-week vetting process with 30 people. Actually, the week before that, we had a pre-vetting process where we look and make sure everything that comes in is correct. And along the way, people drop out because you have to dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yeah, because we have Eagle Eye Keegan on the scene. I mean, we made jokes about that for years. If there's a mistake in any of the accounting,
she will
Carla
find
Keegan
it.
Is on the scene. It's like, yeah, just give it to Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I know it causes problems sometimes.
It keeps us safe.
No, but it's so amazing. And, you know, we have qualifications. You have to have been a 501c3 for 3 years. You have to be fiscally responsible. We are not TARP. We don't give a hand out. We give a hand up.
Right.
And so we are helping these organizations do things they can't do by themselves. We are partnering with them. We're giving them the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. That's how old I am. I actually used to read that.
There actually used to be one.
So we go through this pre-process. Then we have 2 weeks with 30 members of Angel interviewing, reviewing presentations, narrowing down, going
visiting
on bus
their
tours.
Sites,
we
right.
actually visit the sites. We very carefully vet them. And then we bring forth the best of the best that year. And it's who has the greatest need in this year. All great organizations. It is so hard. It's like Sophie's Choice going through charity selection.
It is. Everybody wishes that they were multimillionaires and we could fund every request.
We do.
It hurts to sit on that
does.
On charity selection.
And so that's why the chief accountant actually is the one who was so touched that she said, we got to find some more money so we can give away 7 smalls instead of just one. And they're like, you find the money. I said, if we choose them, the money will come. And I cannot believe those words came out of my mouth, because I am usually the Grinch who stole
Fiscal
Christmas.
Conservative.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you listen to these people, my heart went out to them. And yes, accountants do have hearts.
I've seen it, Carla. There's living proof that you do. And I think that to explain to listeners that might not be familiar with the process, to articulate it a little bit more, we do fund big agencies. And I say we because I'm still a member. There's a bunch of us that we call ourselves the hangers-on, because every year another charity's picked and say, no, we can't go this year. So we stay in and help raise money. And this year, everybody's excited about it in my old angels group. But what you chose this year to do is what I call really sprinkle the angel dust. Because for some organizations, like Village Farm, you give them seed money and then look what happens. Then there's a bigger farm, then there are more kids being served. But it was that bridge that helped them get to the next level. And that's, I loved that you decided to do that this year, because we got to vote on, you know, the bigs. But it was, to me, so wonderful to kind of spread the love.
Yeah, and as I said, we're so excited. So this process, when it comes to the general membership, we have presentations, they vote, and then we go out that day, and it was so fun.
It was so
to
fun.
To go out and see how big vegetables can be.
Yes.
Because they're not that big in the grocery store, boy, howdy.
They were so excited. So we have Tucson Village Farm that you're raising money for. And I want to say the reason why Angel Charity does go to such exhaustive and extensive events is it's an honor thy donor kind of process, because we want to make sure that everybody who gives Angel Charity money, those donor dollars are going to exactly where the donors want them to. And I think the vetting process is really important to that. So Jennifer, thanks for sitting there and being so patient.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
The big deal is what's coming up, which is bags, baubles, and ball gowns, lovingly referred to as BBB. And it is really the ultimate recycling event. It's an unbelievable event. And tell us about that and how it is a recycling and repurposing event.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. So we're kicking off our 2018 fundraising year with BBB.
Yay!
And it, as you mentioned, is a very fun event. This will be the fifth time that Angel Charity has done it. And we have a lot of great dresses that many women throughout our community have donated. Dresses, shoes, handbags, jewelry, even designer jeans. We're going to have a designer blue jean bar this year.
And that's because it's after five wear. And in Tucson, what do I wear after five? That would be jeans.
You're so right, kiddo. You are so right. I mean, thank God jeans are the new black.
Absolutely. I think a beautiful pair of jeans with some heels and a lovely top is a really beautiful outfit. And you can find it at BBB.
It's what you see on TV these days.
Absolutely.
All the movie stars
yes.
are wearing jeans mm-hmm. with black high heels. Not to mention Jennifer here is very fashionably dressed. She came in. I thought, oh, she got that high fashion memo. But I think it's important, too. All of these things are donated.
Absolutely.
Everything is donated. So last year's dresses, in my case, 10 years of dresses, how many purses and really beautiful shoes and great finds.
And jewelry.
And jewelry.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of fun jewelry that you would wear, you know, to the office, to happy hour, even some really nice pieces for, you know, to be paired with your ball gowns or for a fun, you know, wedding or evening out. This event is a great way to recycle and your clothes that you have in your closet that are gently used, you paid good money for, and to see them go to another woman who can equally love them and wear them out and make some memories in them while doing it for a good cause is really a great to be involved in.
So I just have to share, I went to pick up some dresses and they were beautiful, and there was a wedding dress with a price tag still on it.
Oh,
and I said, oh, you never wore this. I said, this is a nice, it's an expensive wedding gown. She said, you know, not wearing this wedding gown and spending that money was way cheaper than what would have cost me in a divorce. So yeah. We have some
wedding
gowns.
Gown
we have
going to be there?
Yes, we have a wedding gown that's never been worn, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have several wedding gowns.
There's stories behind them. And this is another thing I want to talk about, because I think there are I've been in this community 42 years. There are stereotypes about angels, and as with all stereotypes, they are mostly not true. We are a fun bunch. You and I were talking a little bit before we got on, and our good friend Lynn Wood, who wouldn't care being mentioned on the show, she'd be proud of it. We have gotten in competitions for the Angel Ball about who pays the least for our dress.
Yeah. In fact, I know you won that one year.
I did. I really did. And instead of bragging about my $4,000 ball gown, I beat you. I mean, I think yours was 90 and mine was like 45. Wow.
But I'm down to 25 now because I've gotten some great dresses in the past. We haven't had this event in a few years. And one of the
Which is really good too, because people clean their closets out and you have to like build up your
and it's time
inventory again.
Yeah. But you know, I think we also mentioned that someone stepped on my $25 dress one year and ripped it. And it was like, I don't care. But you know what that means is that means people who were going to spend $1,000 on a dress can spend $25 at BBB and donate the rest directly to our cause.
Yeah, to your cause. And the thing, the other thing about that is, we talked about this too, people who are a part of my listenership, the fashion industry is the third most harmful industry in the world when it comes to global warming. And the reasons are toxins, excessive use of water, shipping. You talk about social justice issues. 90% of the fashion industry, the clothes are made by women, typically in less than favorable conditions. So to me, there's a real moral, ethical commitment on my part and my family's part to go recycling. We go to Goodwills and to Buffalo Exchange and try to cut down on any first-time consumption of dresses because the industry is really pretty awful. And I think about slaves. If you're buying a $5 t-shirt at Target, chances are it was made by slaves, and I don't want that t-shirt. But if I buy it at Goodwill for $3, I feel so noble. You know what I mean? So there's a real purpose to this, in my opinion, as Mrs. Green and as a consciously living person on the planet. It's a really good thing for Angel to do. So, Jennifer, are there other fun things there? It's shopping. To me, it's like it screams mother-daughter. It screams girlfriend night. It screams get a limo or Lyft because it can be have too much fun. But tell us about, I'm going to get into the details, the date, the times and all that and how much it costs. But what do you have planned for the night?
Sure. So it is definitely more than shopping. So in addition to all the great shopping, it's really a party. And as you mentioned, it's a great mother-daughter evening, a great girls' night out. We're going to have a red carpet arrival with the photographer. So right through the doors, you're going to get some memories and with a great
That's
picture. It's really fun.
We'll ham it up.
Yes, it's going to be great.
I'll ham it up.
Yes. We're going to have some really delicious champagne cocktails that we're working with Skyline on right now to come up with some really delicious recipes that are fresh and delicious and tasty bubblies.
And fun.
Yes. And we're going to have a Kendra Scott jewelry pull. So
awesome.
Yes. So beautiful jewelry there and 100% of the proceeds going back to Angel Charity. We're going to have a DJ. So the music is going to be great. The vibe will be great. We'll have some nice little lounge furniture areas. So it's really an opportunity to shop. And we'll have a shopping bag valet stand. So
what?
You can shop. Then you can check in your shopping bag into our valet station, and then you can stay and have some bites. We're going to have some delicious hors d'oeuvres, have a drink and mix and mingle, and then you can pick up your shopping bag on your way out.
How fun that is. Yeah. I mean, you really thought of everything, and this all can happen for $25?
$25, that's right.
Come on, people.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun night out.
Oh my gosh, I've got the word out. I've been telling people since you set the date, save the date, and there's going to be a girlfriend gathering like you wouldn't believe. Everybody on my team is coming. My daughter's coming. It's like,
good.
We don't want to miss this.
Well, you know, it's so hard sometimes when we are all working and volunteering. Sometimes it's hard to remember to take the time to just have some fun with your girlfriends. And it's nice to have dates and husbands and whatevers.
But it's different.
But this is different. You just need to let it go sometimes. And this is such a good cause. you are shopping with a cause. How mm-hmm. often can you say, well, I feel really good about that money I just spent because mm-hmm. it's going to a good cause? Well, if you shop at Goodwill, you can. And if you shop at BBB, you can
too. Guilt-free shopping.
Guilt-free shopping. So shop frequently and you can keep going back. And as stuff keeps disappearing, you might find little gems. So you can't just go through once. You can go through a few times. Then you can go try to match up. And we do have a few vendors that are going to be there too who might help people find other inner beauty. And some
love
outer
that.
Beauty.
I want to know what that's a euphemism for, but I love it. And I think it's important to talk about, from listening to us and talking about all these gorgeous gowns and blah, 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 the price points. People might be thinking, oh, yeah, great. I'm going to go spend $300 on a used gown that was $3,000. Tell us about the price points.
Yeah, I think that's important to mention. Our dresses are really priced to sell. Our dresses, for the most part, are in the $10, $15 to $20, $25 range. So this is really an opportunity to not only recycle, but to get a couple of ball gowns, cocktail dresses,
jeans, even
work attire.
That was brilliant.
And jeans.
I don't know whose idea that was.
Yes,
but
yeah, that was Sierra Robbins.
I'm excited about that.
It's going to be
great. Right.
Yes.
Jeans are a thing.
Yes. So the dresses are going to be priced to sell. I don't want your listeners to think this is an Angel charity event.
No.
We are not.
This is a community fun
event. In fact, our members are so excited to get their ball gown at BBB.
Well, the other thing that they can do is buy raffle tickets because we've had some people donate some fun little things. And so with these raffle tickets they can buy, again, that's all going to our organization. We need to raise money all year long to meet our goal. But these raffle tickets are fabulous prizes throughout the night. That's really super fun. And then at the end, what we don't sell, that is even, at the end, we're going to donate what is left to social service agencies so that young ladies who need dresses for graduation or prom or other events in their lives, they can have some of these special things. So it's truly a recycle event.
And I think we have to talk about that for a minute because my year, we were helping In My Shoes, which is a foster care agency, and Angels took on the responsibility. We invited the girls from In My Shoes, who are really low income, let's face it, they're foster kids, and we bought gowns for them that we wanted because, like, I mean, this is, we weren't paying $100, but we had girls come, and the cost for their dresses was totally covered, and their long dresses, well, short was the thing, so we paid to have them altered so the girls could wear short dresses.
Yeah, and we're offering donors the opportunity. If you can't come to this event, but you'd like to help these kids, mostly foster care kids, but all kinds of kids in our systems, we have so many past beneficiaries that are so excited that they're going to be able to send girls there.
Reach
and
out.
We're going to be
yes.
able, so people can donate to help sponsor dresses for these kids. And remember how much fun it was dressing them up and giving them shoes jewelry. And people were donating hose.
Some
of these girls had never put hose on before.
I know. Yeah. It was a party. It was a different kind of party. Was there something you wanted to add?
Well, I was going to mention, yes, on our website, listeners can go and for $25 sponsor a girl and she'll come to the dress warehouse and we'll deck her out with dresses and some jewelry and some shoes. So
I didn't know you were going to do that. I'm so glad we brought it up. That's really pretty awesome and it's fun. And you know, for like my daughter, my friend, she's got two kids in college, two daughters. She's coming. They're going to look for dresses because it's the best that money can buy for $25.
Yes.
So I have to tell the Christian Louboutin shoe store story because it was Carla's idea. Everybody should say that. I mean, we should say that. Carla Keegan thought of BBB at the year that I was chair. I got the credit, but it was her idea, and I told everybody that. But there were a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes, which are among the most expensive shoes I think that money can buy. Not that I have to worry about that. But it was so funny to watch them on display, and one of our members donated them. They looked to me, when I looked at them, they looked like sheer torture. They looked like something that should be in a torture room because the heels were so high. And the fight for those shoes was fun to watch. It wasn't vicious and mean where people were, you know, clubbing each other, but it was pretty funny to see who was going to end up with those shoes. And they were a silent auction item because they were so expensive, you know, $1,500 or $1,200, I don't know. And it reminded me of Cinderella, women trying to get their foot to fit in those shoes because why not?
They're Christian Louboutin. They're beautiful. Yes, and we have similar items this year. We've got some Jimmy Choo shoes, some Dolce & Gabbana. We've got some beautiful Manolo Blahnik shoes. So some really
beautiful
heels.
Wait till my daughter hears that. Yes. She'll be coming with me. And it's she knows all those on a first name basis.
Yeah. We've received some really generous donations.
It's great. Okay. Give exact details. The date, the time, the money, how much it costs. Mm-hmm. We covered that. Mm-hmm. So it is when?
Yep. So it is Thursday, April the 12th, just a couple weeks away. And we do have a VIP that starts at 4:00. That's a sponsorship level. And then for general admission, $25, starts at 5:00 p.m. And it's a Skyline Country Club. And I do want to throw in that, you know, we can't forget about the men in our lives. So if men want to participate, we do have a couple of options. Again, we do have raffle tickets available on the website. And we have a really great partnership with Finney's Landing. So Finney's Landing, which is just right at the bottom of the hill of Skyline Country Club, is donating 20% of their food and beverage sales that evening between the hours of 4:00 and midnight. So if you're heading up to Skyline with your girlfriends, leave your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other at Finney's Landing. And he can have a guy's night and have a bite to
Finney's.
Eat. Yes. Oh, that's delicious. It's a lot of fun.
Really, for people in Tucson, yes. It's the corner of Swan and Sunrise. So my advice would be have your husband drop you off.
Perfect. Even better.
So that he can come pick you up.
Yes.
Because that's fun. I mean, it is just planning a fun night. Tell me about this, Carla, because I didn't know this. Are you actually... You are reaching out to past beneficiaries to include them and invite them and make sure that they know and can come?
Yes, we have a member who is responsible for trying to reach out. And we have some members who are involved with CASA and other types of organizations. So we are going to actively try to make sure we've got a separate, we're going to do that on Saturday after the event. We'll bring everything back to what we are lovingly called the dress warehouse, which is
Carla's office, who's been so generous in allowing thousands of dresses.
It looks like a store.
In a suite at her. Yes, it does. So it really does.
They'll be invited on Saturday after the event, and that will give them more time. And Saturdays are better for kids anyway than a Thursday night. And that'll help people who are in the foster care situations. And remember, with some of our beneficiaries, one of our small beneficiaries this year is More Than a Bed. And they actually provide beds and other things to people who are now in foster care situations. So,
and if I got off this show and didn't do this, I would be kicking myself around the block. How do people donate and what's the cutoff for donations? Because Schaefer Dry Cleaners, we have to give them a plug.
Yes,
they're dry cleaning everything.
Fantastic.
So Patricia and Bake, proud of you for your contribution. What's the cutoff for donating?
So we're asking for the cutoff to be April the 3rd. So that's next Tuesday.
Okay, but this show will air on the 5th, and it's okay. People know that we pre-record, so...
Okay, great.
But we'll get the word out.
But cash donations can
come in, right, even after the event. Okay.
Yes, and, you know, that cutoff date will give Schaefer time to finish up the dry cleaning and then us time to roll it in and get it priced and delivered and everything.
And say the website again so that people know.
angelcharity.org.
Check it out, everybody. And I just have to say the final word. Angels work miracles, and they also work really hard. It is a hard job to pull this off. It's sweat equity. It is hours. It is sorting. It is pricing. It is sizing. And kudos to all of you guys, because I'm not doing that this year, but I'm proud of you that are.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like we did that. We dropped off stuff, but there are still many angels that have been in for 20 years that still do it. Thanks for all you do. I'm proud to be a part of it. You do work miracles, and everybody, think about coming or making a donation. Make it a great, green, intentionally lived week, everybody.